Good morning, 29th and Yale Church. Welcome, guests. Thank you for being in the pew and online. We are grateful for the presence of each one. And if you're online, we hope that you are well and safe. This sermon is intended to be brief. Actually, I intend most every message to be shorter than it turns out to be. Despite what it might seem like, I'm mindful of the time, but I want to tell you I'm more mindful of the message and of sharing a complete thought, or two or three. So I speak. When I speak with some tension. Let's go to the Father in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we come before you and we acknowledge, O Lord, that you are our Lord. And with all of creation, we say, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We are here to praise and magnify your name this morning. We pray that you will hear our prayers and answer us according to your will. Father, we thank you for the scriptures that teach us and your Spirit who guides us to do your will in this world. Today, help us to hear your message for us. Make us a prayerful people. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Our message today is simple. The title comes from Paul's writing in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, where he writes, whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God the Father through him. In the early 1990s, I learned a terrific lesson. I was a graduate student at Oklahoma State University in the Department of Agricultural Economics. Rhonda and I were newlyweds. Actually, we were poor newlyweds. And I desperately needed a job. My major professor heard about an opportunity for a graduate assistant to work on a new project. The position would be working on a pet project for the director of the research station, the research branch of the College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources. The interview went well, and I was offered an administrative job, basically facilitating this newly created Center for Agriculture and the Environment. Well, a couple of days pass, actually a couple of days before my new job started, and the director called me and my professor into his office to tell us that he had just accepted a position at another university, effective immediately. Well, I couldn't believe it. What was I supposed to do now? This project was his brainchild. It was appropriately tasked and it was fully funded. It even came with a desk in the dean's office suite, which was pretty cool. What am I supposed to do now? I had so many questions. I asked the director that. I just befuddled. I said, okay, what do I do? This is all your baby. What do I do? His response was terrific. He said, whatever you do, make the dean look good. Whatever you do, make the dean look good. We began 2022 with the word prayerful and noticed Jesus' practice of prayer. Next, we looked at several of Jesus' teachings for disciples that begin with the phrase, when you pray. Although the Bible has much, much more to say about prayer, the necessary thing is that we pray and that we live in Jesus' name. You may recall Jesus' words in the Gospel of John from our study of John last year, where Jesus instructed his disciples to make requests of the Father in Jesus' words, in my name, Turn with me now to John chapter 14. And I want to look at a couple of instances where Jesus uses this language, asking the Father in his name. Several times in this passage, or the section is actually, it goes from John 13 to John 17, and there is Jesus' monologue, mostly a monologue, that takes place at the Passover meal in the upper room before Jesus' arrest and crucifixion. John 14, verses 12 through 14. Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." Go down to chapter 15. I want to begin here in verse 5. This is a section where Jesus is talking about the vine and the branches, and he's the vine, and the Father's the gardener, and the disciples are the branches. He says in verse 5, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in my if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." And again, turn with me to John 16, and there we'll begin in verse 22. Jesus is talking in this passage about the grief that the disciples will feel and how that will be turned to joy. Verse 22, "So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. In that day you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but I will tell you plainly about my Father. In that day, you will ask in my name. I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I come from God. I came from the Father and entered the world, and I am leaving the world and going back to the Father." Jesus seems to make a big deal of his followers asking or praying in his name, so much so that he repeats himself three times. If we were to look further from Jesus' life into the life of the early church and take a survey of the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, we would notice the use of Jesus' name in the ministry of the early church. In fact, Acts 2:38, Peter tells the crowd on the day of Pentecost, "Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." In some ways, the use of Jesus' name by his disciples resembles a source of power or a source of authority like when demons or spirits were cast out, or when there was a miraculous healing, those were done in Jesus' name. We read about the disciples praying, preaching, and baptizing in the name of the Lord in the book of Acts. As well, the apostles and the disciples, the early church suffered, was persecuted, and were willing to die for the name of the Lord Jesus. As a result, we learn that the name of the Lord Jesus was held in high honor among the people in the book of Acts and among the early church. Two prayer challenges I'd like to leave with you for the week, maybe for your prayer practice. The first is, they both have to do with how we close our prayers. The first is, how does the disciples' prayer traditionally end? Think with me for a minute. How does it end? For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Scripture teaches us that the kingdom and the power and the glory belong to Jesus. So what if, as we pray the disciples' prayer, we insert "in Jesus' name" before the amen? So we might close the disciples' prayer this way. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever in Christ Jesus. Amen. Another way we might say that is simply to substitute "in Jesus' name" as a way that we end the disciples' prayer. Because in Jesus was the kingdom, is the kingdom, was the power, is the power, was the glory, and is the glory of the Father. We just read that as we looked at those three passages in John. So the second prayer challenge is this. Early in the 2000s, a man named Sokol, I wish I learned how to pronounce his last name. He worshiped with us here at the 29th and Yale Church. He was from Albania and had finished his degree at Harding University and moved to Tulsa and lived with us among us for a few years. Sokol was a really neat guy. The language was a little bit of a barrier. His accent was a bit. He knew English well. But what I want to tell you is that his prayers have had a lasting effect on me. And it might be because it was a translation thing. But the way that he concluded prayers was particularly special. He would close a prayer this way. We do this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Not we say this prayer, but we do this prayer. Do you remember that? I love that. We do this prayer in Jesus' name. Very practically, the Apostle Paul challenges us to raise our standard of living in this world. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. I'd like for us to read that passage together as the lesson draws to an end. Paul, writing to the Colossians, says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." As a graduate student working in the dean's office, I learned that whatever I did was in the domain, under the authority, and for the benefit of the dean. While I was in that role, I represented the dean. Jesus teaches disciples to ask the Father in his name. The apostles acted in Jesus' name. And Paul teaches us, whatever we do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the access that Jesus afforded us to really know you. Thank you, Father, for Jesus' victory over death and the opportunity to live now and forever in Jesus' name. Please forgive us for our arrogance in prayer and in life. Father, help us to develop lives submitted to your kingdom, to your power, and glory. In Jesus' name we do this prayer. Amen. In Jesus' prayer in John chapter 17, verse 2, Jesus prayed to the Father about himself. And this is one of the lines from that prayer. It says, "For you granted him authority," Jesus prays, "for you granted him authority," speaking of himself, "over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him." Now that's some good news. Have you been baptized in the name of Jesus? Acts 4 verse 12 records Peter's words, "Salvation is found in no other name. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." Now is the time to respond to God by coming forward as we stand and sing.